Welcome back, and it is episode 23 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears. I'm your host, Matt the Mattman Breyer, and sorry I've been gone for the last couple weeks. Kind of hedging my bets on whether or not I was going to get a show out this week. I've been busy with a project at work and not had time to dig up fun music for your listening pleasure. This is going to be kind of a folk-centric singer-songwriter episode, so not quite as eclectic, but I think you'll enjoy the selections nonetheless. I'm kicking off this episode from one with British Columbia artist Doug Fulkins. Fulkins' ability to blend traditional Celtic influences, country twang, and pop jingles to create a fresh sound that is as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. He is a serious musician who takes time to whittle down each song to its most essential elements. And this song is, well, it's a very enjoyable one. This is Doug Fulkins with Man of the Hour here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
From the shores of Cumberland Bay, he partied every weekend till the first light of day. Then a young sweet Colleen caught his roving eye, and 9 months later we heard the babies cry. So let's raise a glass, not the first nor last. So we'll raise our pints to the man of the hour. Gentle soul with a twinkle in his eye and a heart full of gold. Adventure took him west to the Rocky Mountain country, but he came back a man. We're as proud as we can be. So let's raise a glass, not the first no last. So let's raise our pints to the man of the hour. Almost gone. We've been toasting to young Fairweather all evening long. But the morning brings the truth, and the truth is always true. Next week we'll need a new hero to raise our glasses to. So let's raise a glass, not the first, no last. So we'll raise our pints to the man of the hour.
And from British Columbia, we travel to the American Southwest for singer-songwriter Keto Peters. From his website, Keto Peters makes pop, folk, jazz, rock roots music that feels good while exploring broad questions. In a sense, his work can be described as 60 songs for the new millennium. All of Keto's albums find hope and heartache in the uproar outside Eden. Keto's new CD, Capital Dreams, was released in February of this year. He's won 5 New Mexico Music Awards, and 5 of his CDs have been NMMA finalists for Best CD of the Year. For an alternative form of quick listening, you can go to soundcloud.com/keto6. There'll be a link to his website in the notes as well. where you can listen to some of his music. This is off of that new CD, Capital Dreams. The title of the song is Pride.
You're filled with rage. Who does that hurt? God dog snarling on for alarm alert. Brother, I've been there. Sometimes I still go. You're the one who suffers most from that burn below. We praise peace while we wage war. Mostly it's pride we're fighting for. It's not that you're wrong to feel as mad. We are often selfish, surely armor clad. But when you drink the poison and wait for them to die, they're the ones triumphant, living in a lie. We praise peace while we wage war. Mostly it's pride we're fighting for. Isn't there a better way than falling up again? We praise peace while we wage war. Mostly it's pride we're fighting for. Mostly it's pride we're fighting for.
Drew Vicks is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist from Westchester, Pennsylvania. His latest CD, It's All Timing, marks the end of a long musical silence and a fresh look ahead. 10 songs speak to the heart with poignant lyrics and colorful guitar-oriented music. Make no mistake, the music rocks. Now that's from his artist bio, but I have to agree. So, I try not to, you know, all the music I bring here may not be to everybody's taste, but I try to bring the good music regardless. This is a song off that album called That's All from Drew Vicks.
So you set them up, then they fall. You do all you can do, and that's all. You just play the game, winner take all. But who are all the winners? We've all got time to drop the ball. But there's not enough time to say goodbye. Barely get the time to say hello. There's not enough time to say goodbye. We muddle through somehow, then off we go. So we pick them up and follow through. And we hope the worst parts never come true. We do what we can and what we do. And for what it's worth, at least I've known you. enough time to say goodbye. We barely get the time to say hello. There's not enough time to say goodbye. Muddle through somehow, then off we go.
Andrew Bell is a new artist in the pop singer-songwriter scene, residing in both Chicago and Nashville. He is currently touring clubs and universities across the country, and is also a member of the critically acclaimed national tour 10 Out of 10, that last 10 being 10, T-E-N-N, as in Tennessee. Andrew released his debut EP, All Those Pretty Lights, in September of 2008, and debut full-length album, The Ladder, in February of 2010. Virtually all his songs are featured in hit TV shows, and his singles have achieved national radio airplay. His music and vocal stylings draw comparisons to Coldplay, The Fray, and John Mayer. Fans and critics often refer to his songs as smart pop. Nuanced melodies and sophisticated contemplative lyrics coupled with bold, infectious hooks. I do have his album, The Ladder, was featured on Noise Trick a few months ago. Did download it, and I highly recommend you seek it out if you have not already. He is an excellent singer-songwriter artist. This is off of his new EP that was released right at the end of February, It's entitled The Daylight EP, and this is the title track here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Can't believe she's gone, I can't believe she's gone, I can't believe she's gone away. Darkness was my future, hopeless were the patterns, callous was my heart, so it seems. Oh, I should sing a little bit faster. I'm to blame for this disaster. I preparing my heart for you. Oh, and I should breathe a little bit softer. Oxygen reminds me I lost her. I preparing my heart for you. You can't believe she's gone.
This next artist has been on the show before, but I liked him so much, we're bringing him back a second time. Aaron Artick, aka Aaron Southall, is a do-it-yourself singer-songwriter, musician, and artist who has been independently producing and releasing music for almost 2 decades. When he's not recording in his home studio, he's doodling, knitting, and generally being creative in any way possible. Arctic's musical canon weaves elements together from the folk, pop, and electronica genres, featuring a variety of individually layered instruments. Drawing inspiration from artists such as PJ Harvey, Asobi Seksu, and Ian Archer, even every Aaron Arctic release endeavors to offer something fresh. In equal measures, intimate, eerie, and touching, follow Aaron Arctic wherever creative winds may take him. And it looks like on his website he's been doing a podcast as well, so you might want to check that out. If you enjoy the music, I'm sure you'll enjoy the podcast. Here he is, call it a second time on the show, returning to the show, with the song All That I Can Do.
I'll be hanging on, waiting.
And with that, we come to the end of this episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, with one final artist to go. But before we do that, as always, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. If you have any questions, please contact me. Go out to idiosyncratictransmissions.com, click on Contact Me in the upper toolbar, and it'll give you a variety of options. There's a Contact Me form. You can email me at mattmann@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. You can phone us here at the show at 502-509-1607. That's my Google Voice number, and if you leave a message, there's a good chance we'll play it on the show. And you can follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/idiosyncpod. And also on Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. This final artist is Hope for a Golden Summer. Hope for a Golden Summer is a family band from the fine town of Athens, Georgia. For eons, they've traveled the U.S. creating rustic, angelic melodies with a slide guitar, banjo, jangly percussion, glockenspiel, and a bowed handsaw, all overlaid with the gorgeous sibling soul choir harmonies of Claire and Paige Campbell. Hope's new album, Life Inside the Body, was recorded over a two-year span at Pop Art Studio with bandmate and engineer Sonny Lyons. I'm not sure if that's Sonny or Sunny. The album is awash with twang and harmony and continues to deliver Hope's dreamy and understated indie folk sound. Hope for a Golden Summer is consistently voted the best American folk band in Athens by Alternative Weekly Flagpole magazine, putting themselves in company of fellow Athenians like Drive-By Truckers, Now It's Overhead, Vic Chestnut, and of Montreal. Life Inside the Body will be released on May 1st, 2012, under the loving umbrella of Mazarine Records. This is off of that album, and the title of the song is Daniel Bloom, closing out this, the 23rd episode of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. We will be back next week with the, I guess it's St. Patrick's Day next week, so I'll be doing some Irish music, some Celtic music for you. So, there you go. Coming up next week, episode 24. Until then, here's Hope for a Golden Summer.
This is a love letter because we all need them, and they come so rarely. I want to know, can I love you the same as before? My heart's strained out of loneliness.
I've made some room in my mind.
like the way the leaves do twirl as they fall through our hands.